Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not to nitpick. I bet there's somebody hotter.
Please do.
I would just about guarantee somebody's hotter. Well, I don't know where we're drawing the line.
Possible.
The last two games, is that where we're drawing the line?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge has been hitting 400 basically all year. Somebody's been hotter.
He's not hot. That's just what he is.
Standard. Constant standage temperature.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And secondarily, I don't agree at all with, if he's going to hit like this, he can play wherever.
I don't agree with that at all. they want him to try first. He said no.
I don't agree with that. And it's not just Will saying that. Like Lou tweeted this out as well. Lou's like, wow, hit like that. Play wherever you want. I don't agree with that. He's probably going to hit like that no matter where he plays. So why don't you pick up a glove and go play somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's hitting well because he's a DH. Who believes that? I don't believe that.
I don't. This is sort of what he's done. He's had big stretches. He's had crazy stretches in the past. Remember last year, there was a time where he wasn't hitting a lot of home runs, and was it six straight games he had a home run?
Yeah, just last year, yeah.
Like, so he has had a few 30 home run, 100 RBI type seasons, high 20 home runs, mid 30s. He's a good hitter. It's why they signed him to that huge contract, not because he was good at third. I think they always thought they might eventually move him off from third. Now, I don't think they ever really envisioned him playing first base, but when Tristan Casas gets hurt for the year and the backups that you're trotting out there are getting hurt or are fringe major leaguers, you're trying to figure out the best way to help your club. He said no. He originally said no the first time you asked him to help your club, and he's the same guy who a year ago was like, we need more better players. They get Alex Bregman, and he's sad about
it. He's like, whoa. Yeah. I didn't mean better players in my position.
So he's still a terrible teammate. Like, don't get it lost in the weekend where he's smacking the ball over the place. He's suddenly a good teammate. No, he's a good hitter.
And so, look, I guess I shouldn't be inconsistent on this. I said if you moved him to DH from third base, there's a real chance you get more out of his bat because it keeps him healthy. I mean, look, if he's going to get hurt playing first base, then I should be consistent on this. Maybe he will be more hot as a DH or give you more total numbers, home runs and RBIs and things like that, because he can play in more raw games because he stays healthy at DH. Well, I guess I'd allow for that. But the guy gets hot as a third baseman. He's hot right now as a DH. I'm sure he'd be hot as a first baseman as well. And so you can agree or disagree with Keith and I here on WEEI. We'll get to the grab bag coming up. We got Clip du Jour as well. WEEI afternoons on the way at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for it. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Disagree with us all you want.
Yeah.
John Henry is pissed, which that takes a lot. It takes a lot for John Henry to, pay attention to his team.
Be aware of a situation on his team.
Be aware of it, care about it, be angry about it, have any kind of real emotion about it. That takes a lot. How do we know? Because he's ignored the team largely for the last five or so years. Just largely ignored it. And he cared so much, he got on a flight. I mean, a private jet, I'm sure.
But still, he had to go there.
But he got off his ass, flew all the way to Kansas City to have a sit-down.
Spent time to talk baseball.
With Rafael Devers, his highest-paid employee as relates to the Red Sox, flew all the way out there to deal with him. I'm reading here from Chris Cotillo, Mass Live. One day after slugger Rafael Devers expressed an unwillingness to move to first base and Rip Breslow in a media session, John Henry, Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow all took an unplanned trip to the Midwest to try to clear the air with him. So again, this is not a planned trip, just in case you were wondering. Unplanned trip. Henry, Kennedy, Breslow. Stay tuned. Not all of them have the meeting with Devers.
Okay.
Before the Sox series opener against the Royals at Kauffman Stadium, the trio of Henry, Devers, and Cora all met in the manager's office. The events of the day delayed Cora's pregame availability by more than an hour, which leads me to believe the meeting was, roughly an hour?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's Devers, it's Cora, and it's Henry. That's the meeting. No Breslow, no Kennedy.
Okay.
It doesn't even say a translator. I don't know if a translator was there or not. I don't know if somebody else in the meeting Cora was translating on his behalf. I don't know if Devers is really sneaky, speaks English. I don't know.
Do you think part of the reason why Kennedy and Breslow were on the plane was so they could just kind of prep Henry as to what's going on?
Oh, maybe.
Or so Henry didn't have to fly by himself and he's like, wait, so fill me in? He's like, so
boys trip.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
We're eating barbecue.
He's like, so the guy I'm paying $300 million to won't play first base?
He's like, what?
All right. He's like, I guess I got to go.
So, no, I mean, I wonder if, I mean, look, Breslow and Kennedy may have had other separate meetings that didn't involve Devers. Why do you think Breslow wasn't in that meeting? He should have been in that meeting.
You think Devers hates him like poison would be my guess. He's like, this guess. Isn't going to go very well.
I think that's a good guess.
Yeah. Like, let's try to figure this out because let's have Henry and then Cora. And then Cora's trying to just play both sides, right? Cora wants Raffy to be on his side. Look, he wants Henry to be on his side.
I maintain. As
and
bad
he might
as,
get away with it.
As bad as Devers looks,
yeah.
How bad does this look for Alex Cora, Keith? You're right. It's Cora couldn't sit down and meet with Devers.
No,
so,
he's lost control of
so
this situation.
So Breslow had to do it.
Yeah.
This is last week.
Right.
And now, again, because Cora can't do it, the owner has to fly halfway across the country to Missouri to go meet with the team's best player because Cora can't get it done.
I mean, in the 20-plus years of Henry's ownership, how many times has he flown to a place for a meeting like this?
I mean, I do not know the answer, but very, very, very infrequently. What was the thing that came out, the chicken and beer year, I think it was, where he, like, bought everybody headphones and took them out on his yacht?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying he's never intervened. I'm just saying, like, for something like especially something like this that should be handled by the manager.
But I'm saying,
yeah, maybe it was.
How long ago was that? That was 10-plus years ago? And
did he even go to Colorado when they signed Cora last year?
I don't know. I know the Netflix.
I think it was just Breslow.
I know the Netflix cameras did.
Netflix missed it. Still waiting for that episode.
So not, but I mean, like the best example I can come up with was from 10 years ago. Longer than that, 14 years ago is the best example I can even come up with off the top of my head. Has he intervened at other points we haven't heard about? Maybe, but I don't think this happens often.
Not many of us probably have 17% body fat.
Yeah, including Rafi.
I think that's true.
Including Rafi. He's definitely.
What's the right?
Yeah. I'm higher than 17%. And no, that was technically a factual statement.
What's
not many of us have 17%.
Body fat?
That would include Rafi Aldevers. No, who was he talking about in that clip? Oh, that was
Pablo.
I'm sorry, that wasn't Devers. That was Pablo.
It's typically 18-24%, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on.
And so Devers was 17?
I'm on at best the high end of that.
I think Pablo was a little higher.
Let's see.
Just high, just north.
Breslow is Mass Live again, who was not present for the sit down, did say he heard it went well.
Quote, via listening device.
Quote, it's probably wise for some of these matters to stay between John and Raffy, but my understanding is that it was a productive dialogue. Keith, you like this.
This is my favorite line.
There was an honest exchange of ideas by both sides.
What a great way of saying screaming match.
And I think we're going to walk out of this in a much better place. No, that is exactly what
although I don't know if John Henry's even capable of a screaming match,
no.
But my guess is he was just like, why won't you play first? And then Devers was just screaming at him about how he was lied to by Breslow.
Like Devers wasn't doing much screaming via translator last week, but that was an honest exchange of ideas. He was honestly telling Breslow to go F off.
It's almost amazing this even took an hour. Like, isn't it pretty clear? Like, they've played it out enough publicly that you can kind of put the pieces together and figure out, like, why he's mad. And then Henry's probably like, all right, well, what do we have to do? Like, all right, because if you're Henry, don't you look at it and say, he's like, secondhand, I've heard that Breslow wasn't clear to you about the pursuit of Alex Bregman, which was your manager who wanted him the most.
A bit of a fact-finding aspect
of it.
So he's
probably figured this out. Like, all right, so he wasn't honest with you about that. And then so you were pissed about it. I get it. You're pissed about playing DH. Get it. But you're not the DH and you're doing well. We need you to play first base because it is desperation right now because Casas is out for the year. So you can be pissed at Breslow and Cora all you want, but you're making it worse for all the other guys on your team. And if you're good with that, like that says a lot about you. And if you're not and you're willing to change your mind, like we can try it. Now, I think if you're Henry and even Breslow, you have to say, let's try this. And if it's awful, we'll change. Like, you don't want to get embarrassed out there at first base.
Right.
If you're such a train wreck, then they'll put you back at DH.
Right. If it's a complete disaster, then
a fallback plan. Like, we screwed up, but you, that was a good teammate move. You tried.
You make every penny you were going to make in the first place. You tried to help the team.
Yes.
We all know it, internally, we all know you were doing something to help the team. And we'll give you, if you go out there and suck, don't worry about it. And we'll be in control of whether or not you're DHing or first base or whatever, but do this because the team needs it. Because again, as I said earlier, it's now not just the Casas injury, which is the main impetus for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Romy Gonzalez is on the IL. They lost another first baseman over the weekend.
Yep.
Another, well, quote-unquote first baseman. Another guy playing first base for the Red Sox. They lost another one. And Devers is still like, no, I'm good. One more comment here from Breslow. Because just in case you were wondering, a big part of Henry's message to Devers, Breslow said, revolved around being a good teammate. We felt like it was important, based on the situation that unfolded yesterday, to come out here and have an honest conversation about what we value as an organization, what we believe is important to the Red Sox, that being a great teammate for one another is important. We think that it was a productive conversation, Breslow said. So I guess my question to you, Keith.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, number one, I applaud John Henry for doing this. I don't want to give him too much credit when I don't have to, but for this, good for you, John Henry. I mean, Twitch chat is saying it's only a 3-hour flight. It's a billionaire who doesn't need to waste 3 hours one way, at least an hour for a meeting, and then another 3 hours. It's half his day is gone for this stupid meeting that he never wanted to do in the first place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is a surprise.
So I'm shocked. Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying it, but good for John Henry for doing this. I can't believe it came to this. Shame on Alex Cora that it came to this.
Right.
Because you better believe they're not happy with Devers. They can't be happy with Cora either.
No, it's embarrassing that it got to this.
We just paid you.
Yeah.
We paid you to excel in situations like this, keeping people happy, managing egos, and now I'm flying to Kansas City
right. To
come clean up your mess? Like, I bet some of the meeting was for Cora as well. But do you think anything changes coming out of this meeting?
So I kind of don't. I feel like he's going to still be the DH. I wonder if this roster manipulation, as it relates to Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer, if that's what sort of kickstarts all of this. And he didn't play first base. There hasn't been any talk either that he's going to play first base, because wouldn't you want to find out as soon as possible if this is a fit or if it's not a fit? The slow play of it makes no sense unless it's just never going to happen. Well, it's not a slow play. It's just it's a no play where he just continues to be the DH and they try to figure out the next first baseman. It gives me a little bit of pause, the fact that Henry went there. The one takeaway is, like, be a good teammate, but
be a good team. Be a good teammate means go get a glove
and
play first base.
Go try to play first base.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, he's like, I already gave in once, right? Like, he wanted to be the third baseman. He told everybody he was the third baseman.
Right.
He gave in once, now he's the DH.
Right, but he was wrong.
He was
wrong.
No, I know.
He was wrong about moving off third base. Bregman's better than him. And he was wrong about, oh, it's going to impact me. You're hitting fine at DH. Everybody's saying, oh, if he's going to hit like this, you could DH. He was wrong about both things.
Can you force him to play first base?
Can you force him?
You can't really take away money like in other sports.
No, and if you tried to do it, I'm sure the players' union would come after you.
Yeah.
But, again, this is not his boss, Keith.
Do you think he plays first base this month?
This is not his boss's boss. Yeah.
I mean, it's the 12th, so I mean, we have a lot of games left this month.
I think by the end of the month, he's playing games at first base. I think by the homestand, we're going to see video of him, whether it's planted or not. We're going to see video of him taking grounders at first base.
But Fleming said he can play any position he wants as long as he hits.
Well, that's what Lou said, too. A lot of people are saying that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
So go out there. He'll on the homestand, he'll start, because what they got Atlanta starting on Friday. They're in Detroit for another couple of games.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see him taking grounders there. I bet they make a big song and dance about it on the homestand, and by the end of the month, he's playing first. Yes, I think that.
I bet he plays first on the road at first.
Maybe.
Because I bet people are pretty down on Devers, and then
but you don't think he's going to play at first?
No.
Okay, I do, and we'll see, and I think we'll point back to this, and we'll say it's ridiculous it got to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But again, it's not his boss yelling at him, Cora. It's not.
No,
it's not his boss's
literally
boss.
Literally owns the team,
Craig Breslow.
Yeah,
it's the boss is coming in, taking time out of his day to come meet with you for being a crappy teammate. And all you got to do is go get a glove and go to first base.
There's got to be some finger pointing, too, going on between Cora and Breslow and some blame there. Like, Breslow's probably like, why can't you handle this? And Cora's like, well, I don't even want him to play first base. And then Breslow's like, well, I didn't ever even have a backup first baseman.
Honestly, like, that's almost the meeting I'm more interested in, because
those two.
Why did Breslow and Kennedy go on this trip, too? I bet they all met with Cora and John Henry separately from all the players.
Yeah.
And that to me is an interesting meeting. Like, did they clear the air? Is John Henry like, guys, who's even in charge? Why do I pay either of you? Why am I here?
And it's bizarre.
I don't know if that's in his character or personality, but I wouldn't blame him if that's what he did.
I know. It's weird because Breslow, we know, didn't pick Cora. Like, Henry loves Cora. So Cora is safer than Breslow by a long shot. you were wondering because they eventually at least got Bregman for him, and this offseason was such a step in the right direction, I thought their relationship would be better. I mean, certainly better than Bloom and Cora, but I thought it might be good. Like, based on the guys getting Crochet and getting Chapman and getting Bregman specifically. But now something like this has got to be kind of a bit of a strain.
I can imagine. Text line says he's probably afraid, meaning Devers, to being bad at first base and then having to deal with idiots like you making fun of him or criticizing him. I understand
I don't
why
think
players
he's really worried about us.
Why players don't come to Boston because of sports guys like you.
No.
I don't know if that's directed at me or you, Keith. I'm not sure.
So
which.
Now
perhaps both. But if he's that soft that he's worried about what we're going to say about him at first base.
No, that's bad. I don't think he is.
I think he just feels like he got jerked around and he doesn't want to do it.
Well, the proof will be in the pudding, as they say. I think it was Bob Marley who said that. But I think he deserves to be criticized more. And I will put myself into this bucket for not being willing to be a team player than if he boots a ball at first
1,000%.
Like that. Now, a month from now, if he's at first base and he boots a ball, I'm not going to be like, how is this guy not feeling the position? I'll be like, they put themselves in this situation. He's doing you a solid. Like, he shouldn't have to play first base, but a good teammate would.
I mean, look.
Mookie Betts shouldn't have been the shortstop for the Dodgers last year.
If he butchers a play, I might say he is doing the team a solid, but if he butchers a play, he butchers a play. We're going to talk about it. But yes, I...
But I'll be like, that guy's not a first baseman, and because you never even got him out there to begin with, like, a position change is one thing. A position change mid-season is another. Right, it's not like all spring training he was working at first base.
Well, and that's the other thing that's nauseating about this. Cora went on and on after the game. He's like, oh, he's just so comfortable. He's arguably the best DH in the AL, which I thought was a weird way of saying Kyle Schwarber's better than him.
I also like how he's like, well, if you take away the first series, like, yeah. You're taking away the series now?
He lost you the series, for God's sakes. He lost you the whole thing. And so, no, but also it's like, oh, well, he's just so comfortable and he's learned all the nuances of the position. There's no nuances to the position.
You go up every third inning and hit.
The nuances when can I eat my snack?
Yep.
When can I take a dump? Yep. Those are the nuances of the position.
Well, you have to keep yourself involved in the game.
I guess.
Around for a long
How
time.
How many sunflower seeds can I eat while I'm sitting here watching the game before my tummy hurts? Like, mm-hmm. Those are the nuances of the position. 617-779-7937. Trav is in Lowell. What's up, Trav?
What's up, guys? You guys keep, saying that he needs to help the team and he needs to do all these things. The Red Sox need to find a first baseman. It's been years now. Like, the Red Sox are responsible for this. He's doing his job right now. He's hitting the ball. That's his job. He's a designated hitter. He's hitting the ball. And you guys just keep harping on this thing about him not wanting to play first base when it is actually...
So, Trav, forget about us for a second. Why'd the owner fly out there? If it's no big deal, why'd the owner fly out to meet with him? If it's just us overreacting and making a big deal, why'd the owner do that?
Maybe just to clear the air, see what was going on.
What air needs to be cleared? If he's doing his job, what air needs to be cleared? He's hitting, he's doing his job. What air needs to be cleared?
Did you guys see the article that was posted? Not an article, but like a post that was made about...
not Boston answer my question. What was it? A Boston Strong tweet? No, I didn't see it.
I am answering your question because if the translator didn't translate him correctly, if you... get an actual Dominican-speaking Spanish speaker, what he said was, I will go to first base. I can't do it overnight. I'm not one of those guys.
Okay, I didn't see Boston Strong's tweet.
I didn't see that one anywhere. I've heard teammates say he should stop talking, and teammates are rolling their eyes at him.
You want to fire up the...
Would John Henry be there if he said he'd do it?
Thank you.
Not right
for
now.
God's sakes. Like, use your brain for a second. But like, I early entry for Brag of the Week, but when I did TV last week, Eve.
You got to get somebody who speaks Dominican.
We had a gentleman from Telemundo come over and say it was honestly much worse than the translator translated because Devers' translator is in Red Sox PR. He is
right.
He is
a soft shoe it.
He is paid as a member of Red Sox PR, so he's softening the blow. He's not setting up Devers screwing Devers.
He said
over.
He would play first, and he has played first.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman. Yeah,
so I agree with part of that. Like, the Red Sox needed a better backup plan than they had. But
I don't think they've had a real first baseman since Mitch Moreland.
Okay, I mean, it's supposed to be Casas.
But
it's supposed to be.
Do we all have big issues about Casas being the first baseman
in the
offseason?
At the beginning of the year, he's your first baseman. Me they either. Had a first baseman. They just didn't have two.
I mean, look, I didn't always like his personality, but I wasn't like, they don't have a first baseman.
No, that's their guy.
To your point, they don't have a backup to the first
At
baseman.
All.
True. One other quick item, because you mentioned you'd leave Raffy at DH, and we're going to see Anthony and Meyer soon. I think that's happening too.
I hope so.
And I think they're already starting to leak out how they're going to bench Seydon Rafaela. Sean McAdam had an item. It was a picked up pieces sort of column, but he had an item for Mass Live. He said there's some growing frustration within the Red Sox organization about outfielder Seydon Rafaela. He said more than once, Rafaela has been advised in the dugout to take the first pitch in his next at bat, only to swing freely minutes later. Rafaela showed in spring training he could be more selective at the plate, and that plate discipline has mostly disappeared in the regular season. This is setting it up for whenever they manipulated service time to call up at least Roman Anthony and maybe Anthony and Meyer in conjunction, which is good news. It's frustrating it's taking this long, but I think we're getting awfully close to it.
Doesn't solve the first base problem, but at least gets those two like stud prospects up at the major league level, and they can help you. And I think it's everyone's just waiting for these two guys to be up here. And so that's one spot, but they probably need to find room for two.
Well, maybe Meyer comes up and plays first.
Maybe.
617-779-7937. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab Bag.
Let's go. Grab Bag.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.